Support for Millennials is provided by FreshBooks. Staying on top of your administration and paperwork while you're trying to grow your freelance business is just plain hard sometimes. And FreshBooks wants to change that. They've launched an all-new version of their ridiculously easy-to-use cloud accounting software that's been custom-built for the way you work. To claim your 30-day free trial with no credit card required, go to freshbooks.com/millennial and enter Millennial in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Millennial would like to thank Squarespace for supporting the show. When I made my first website, it was agonizing. I remember having to learn code and being extremely frustrated and feeling like I was toggling back and forth between code and what the website was going to look like. With Squarespace, you don't have to do that at all. It has award-winning templates and drag and drop tools, and it's super easy to use. To get 10% off your next order, go to squarespace.com and enter offer code Millennial, 2 L's, 2 N's. Squarespace. Make your next move. Make your next website. Why don't you tell me about where, like, what is going on right now?
So I just finished my sixth year teaching. And when I originally started, I told myself that I was going to teach for 5 years.
I'm talking to Jason, a friend of a friend who's in the midst of deciding when to leave his full-time job as a high school teacher to pivot his career to become a freelance theater director. For a year, the thought of leaving his secure job with benefits has kept coming up, so much so that it's become distracting.
My heart wasn't in it. My students got the short end of the stick.
But for the entire year, he hasn't been able to commit to a decision either way. And that's kind of in Jason's nature.
I'll spend 20, 30 minutes explaining why I should do something else. And then I say, or, and then I go on a rant talking about the other side.
Do you ever wish that you were the type of person who just made a decision and just did it?
Absolutely.
There are a lot of people like Jason, caught in between major life decisions. And when you're in your 20s, every decision can feel like it's going to define the rest of your life. And people get stuck, never making a decision. How do you get past that? And what does it take to make decisions quickly? You're listening to Millennial, a podcast about coming of age. Today, decision making. We're going to talk to someone with 70 years of experience. I'll admit, like Jason, I take my time when it comes to making decisions. And if you've listened to the show, you've heard me spend hours, days, weeks asking people's opinions, listening to stories, and debating one decision. It's pretty rare for me to just make a big life-altering decision super quick.
You know that doesn't make sense.
Why doesn't that make sense? If you've also been listening to the show, you know this voice. It's Chuck, Ben, my boyfriend's father. He's the person I go to when it comes to making decisions. To be fair, he has a lot of experience.
So when I was a fire chief, you didn't have a lot of time to make decisions. If you pull up to a fire, you're the first guy there, and the house is totally involved, then the decision's already been made for you. You know you're not going to send guys inside because there's nothing that they can do.
Chuck was a volunteer fireman for 30 years and a volunteer chief for 10. He's also been self-employed for 39 years. In other words, his life has been based around the necessity for quick decisions.
Did you become better at making decisions because you were a fire chief?
What kind of decisions are we talking about? Big ones or little ones?
Big ones. What do you think is the biggest decision you've made?
Getting married, second time, because it involved I knew having children. And I was, at that time, 38, pretty much set in my ways.
How long did it take you to make that decision?
I don't know, 3-4 weeks.
That's pretty short.
Why? It makes no sense to drag it out. I could probably sit down and think about it for 5 or 6 hours and come up with the same decision.
When I asked Chuck how he approaches making decisions during these 5 to 6 hours, he usually makes a pro and con list. Then he listens to his gut. But sometimes pros and cons are wrapped up in our emotions. So another way of looking at decisions, says Francesca Gino, a professor of psychology at Harvard, would be to pretend like you're advising a friend. What would you tell this friend to do? And then people always say, put a timer on it. Make a decision by a certain time.
Okay, so every single time I'm about to make a decision, I'll do pros and cons list and then make it.
Because otherwise, all you'll be doing for the rest of your life is making, deciding about whether you're going to make a decision.
As much as decision making could be about methods, it could also be about approaches. How do you look at the decisions you're making?
Because you're a type of person who makes decisions quickly.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because you're either right or wrong. Right? You either made the right decision or you made the wrong one.
If I gave you $100 in this envelope and $1,000 in that envelope, didn't tell you what was in either envelope, other than that the fact there was money, and one had $1,000 and one $100, put them both in front of you, how would you decide?
You just choose one.
Bingo. It's either right or it's wrong. You choose one, it's got $100, or it's got $1,000. Drawing out the decision process doesn't make it the end any different.
If you made the wrong decision and there were ramifications only to you, you pick up the pieces and you go again.
But what if on the other side of a wrong decision is fear? That's up next. But first, a short break. Support for Millennial is provided by Vanity Planet. I haven't always had long hair, but now I do. And when it gets foggy, which happens a lot up here in Maine, it gets all weird and frizzy. But with Vanity Planet's Vibe Hair Straightener, you don't have to deal with that problem. The Vibe is a flat iron that vibrates gently as you use it, which helps prevent damage to your hair while you're straightening it. It's easy to use and it leaves your hair with a smoother look. Go to vanityplanet.com/millennialvibe today and get 50% off your first order with the offer code MillennialVibe. That's Millennial, 2 L's, 2 N's, V-I-B-E.
If you can't make a decision because you don't want to make a decision because you don't like making decisions, that would imply to me is that you're afraid of the result of the decision. Does that make sense?
Yep.
You know that doesn't make sense.
Why doesn't that make sense? People can be afraid of the results.
No, I know that. I don't question that. You're probably afraid of the result a lot. But elongating the time in between doesn't make any difference.
You mean because the result will happen?
It's going to be the same.
I never thought about it that way. Usually during the decision-making process, you're trying to think about the different results mixed in with the different scenarios. But maybe if you just think, no matter how long I spend on making this decision, the results will be the same. And maybe that'll lead to making a quicker decision.
Why would it take longer to make that decision?
Because you're nervous. So it's easier to put it off for a long time. So you just sit in like the non-decision.
You can't progress.
Right. That's very true.
You're stuck. You can't move forward. I find it hard not... I don't think I could do that.
Why?
Why could I... how do you... Number one, how do you get anything done?
True.
Number two, how do you... If you stay stagnant and don't make a decision, you can't, one, enjoy your decision if it's the correct one. If it's the correct one, it could last indefinitely if it's a decision such as getting married, right? If it's the wrong one, you'll probably know it pretty soon. And you take whatever steps you have to do to solve that problem. If you stay in limbo, you can't get past limbo. You're stuck there.
You're not afraid of failure.
Make a mistake?
Yeah.
I make mistakes every day of the week. So do you. You just have to admit it. Everybody does. There's no perfect person anywhere. So if you make a mistake, you make a mistake. You're going to do it every day. How big or how little? I don't know. if you make a bad decision and you harp on it and it drags you down, there's nothing to gain by that. Emotionally, developmentally, or for your own well-being. Why go through that? You have the choice not to let it bother you. It's water under the bridge. So move on.
You have the choice to not let it bother you. As I look back at major decisions in my life, I don't spend much time focusing on the decision once it's been made. The fear was always over the act of deciding. I can't say that after this conversation with Chuck, I've completely changed how I approach decision making. But there are a few perspectives that I hope to incorporate. Like, what I'm learning is that Chuck goes through the world saying, I make a mistake every single day, right?
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
More than one.
More than one. So when I make decisions, I'll probably be making some mistakes.
So?
And I just have to live with them.
Yes.
Whereas...
And 90% of them are totally easy to live with.
With that said, I was curious. For a man who just celebrated his 70th birthday, what was the worst decision he's ever made?
Worst decision? Buying the first Jeep? No. That wasn't too bad. So the worst one I can think of, I bought a truck with a bad motor in it. It was $9,500, a used truck. Owned it 3 months, and the motor caved. You cry about it for a little while and pick up the pieces and start again.
It's like the most backwoods thing I've ever heard.
That's my boyfriend Ben in the background.
What did he say?
That's the most backwoods thing he's ever heard.
What is it? Why is it backwards?
Backwoods.
Oh, backwoods. Okay, yeah. That probably is quite true. Bad truck, right? Maybe I'm just lucky. I haven't had a major, the worst decision I made. Maybe I haven't made it yet.
Thanks, Chuck.
I don't know if I solved any problems or created enough
of a... Is we going to hear this on the radio?
It's not a radio. It's a podcast.
Yeah.
The voices you heard were Jason Barrera and Chuck Severance. Special thanks to Ned Donovan for production assistance. Millennial is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, with support from the Knight Foundation. I'm Megan Tan, and thanks for listening. Support for Millennial is brought to you by Squarespace. Every time I'm making Millennial, I'm thinking about my next move, my next story, my next angle. Squarespace makes it easy to make a professional, polished website to celebrate your next move. With their all-in-one platform, designer templates, and award-winning 24/7 customer service, your next move can be closer than you think. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code MILLENNIAL, 2 L's, 2 N's, to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, make your next move, make your next website. Before I leave, I want to let you know about another Radiotopia show that you should subscribe to. It's called Radio Diaries. It's a show that talks about extraordinary stories of ordinary life. And this week, they have a story about one of the darkest episodes in Mexico's history.
We heard some shots. We didn't know where they came from. And seconds later, how do you say in English? All hell broke loose. Somebody said they were not real bullets. These are only blanks. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Be calm. But there were no blanks.
The troops have moved in. It started off as a peaceful demonstration. The army was circling this plaza called the Plaza of the Three Cultures. They were holding a peaceful rally. But now the troops have come, and you can hear what it sounds like.
What I love about Radio Diaries is they do these amazing historical stories, but then they also have these stories that are extremely personal and they take you through someone's documented life. To listen to Radio Diaries, you can go to radiodiaries.org or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Radiotopia.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to AdZerk for providing their ad serving platform to Radiotopia.